at Amazon.com.
The president is sending out his henchmen to push his jobs plan. Do you think any jobs will really be created, and are any of you going to be benefactors of the plan if it should pass? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Welcome to America Tonight and the start of another week. Can you believe we're almost into October? Too late to turn back as we forge ahead. And forging ahead is exactly what, believe it or not, happened with the political types at the Capitol as a deal avoided a government shutdown. Yeah, the Senate approved a deal to end all the nonsense over whether or not the basics would shut down. It's been another one of those standoffs. The Congress folks have to be the most dysfunctional group in America. So they can't seem to agree on anything. But they did finally decide that this wasn't going to happen. Do you know it's the third time that there's been the threat of a government shutdown in 6 months? Yes, it's true, sadly. So the henchmen that I mentioned, one of them is the Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. He's been pushing the jobs proposal, and he was in Kentucky, in Louisville, doing that. This is just a week after the president made his big-time pitch in Ohio. And is it falling on deaf ears? Or, as I said, maybe some of you are actually going to be the benefactors of this jobs plan. Should it be pushed through? Should he get the money that he's looking for, the $450 to $475 million. So what the president was doing when Tim Geithner was in Kentucky, he talked about the fact that you've got clogged roads that'll cost the economy $80 billion a year in lost productivity because people will be trapped. Wasted fuel, not good. What about flight delays? That's another $33 billion in lost productivity. What about the UPS package delivery service losing $100 million for every 5 minutes of the trucks being stuck in traffic? Well, by all means, let's clear up traffic so UPS can get through and deliver their packages. Of course. So in the end, it is all about the $447 billion jobs plan. And now, will it help relieve some of this transportation bottlenecks and gridlock that cost us the money that I just mentioned, the billions and billions of dollars? Will that ail our problems? And the answer is no, because it comes back to a small group of jobs that you're talking about that are mainly, some of them, temporary in the first place, so it's not the long-term solution. But will there be bipartisan cooperation? They are really pushing this. Of all the things that the Obama boys have been out there hawking and stumping for, this really is, besides health care, this is second to health care, I think. They're running this up the flagpole and then some, hoping for passage, hoping that there'll be enough approval and that this will end the tax backlash. I've said it a million times, so I'm not going to get into the deep details of it, but it is about easing in some ways, although this sounds odd, the burden of the corporation. Why? Because how many of you would get a job through a corporation, whether it was a technology sector or some other company that produces something that you could be a part of, whether it's middle management, whether it's working, just of being a worker bee, etc., where you make a pretty decent living, or you made a pretty decent living, and then suddenly that slipped through your fingers. Why? Because the people who own the companies started taking their business to Mexico, China, Brazil, any place they could do it cheaper because the regulations and how much tax they were paying wasn't warranting what they needed to have happen on the bottom line. And many of these CEOs have sworn if the overall tax was moved from 35% to 25%, they would bring jobs back and they would add thousands and thousands and millions of dollars back, pumped back into the economy. But nobody seems to listen to that other than to say that's just political nonsense. But I don't think so. In talking to enough people that run companies, we find that they all are saying the same thing. So are they all lying? Is it a bunch of liars saying that they would, if the tax was cut down, that they would bring these jobs back gladly? They would have Americans fill these spots? I'm thinking it's about profits, for sure. And if you can reduce that tax number and there is profits, then you're going to see if a company's thriving and surviving, that means more people. They need more people to do more things. It means more returns for the stockholders, and everybody wins, really, in that situation. Sure, some people might get rich off of it, but there's also the chance that your buddy down the street gets a job at a TI or a Cisco or some other company that has taken a chunk of their business and they've taken it someplace else. And all it really comes down to is the bottom line. So the jobs plan isn't even going after jobs in those sectors. It's not about that. It's about teachers and construction, the roads. That's why they were pushing the roads. It's about the roads. We'll get people out there working on the roads, and that's it. But these are jobs that are not even going to happen right away. Whereas if the taxes were reduced, you could have those jobs start up a lot sooner than you'll see from this jobs program. So I hate to burst anyone's bubble that thinks that this is the answer to what ails us, but it is definitely, definitely not that, my friends. Ugh. In no way, shape, or form. Finally, a political note from over the weekend that carries over. Herman Cain won the Florida straw poll, as you know. It's unscientific, and you're talking about less than 3,000 people. But he won the overall numbers, and he was somebody who was thinking of possibly stepping aside, supposedly. So now this campaign has new life into it, at least for the short term anyway. It's been his strongest showing at a Republican presidential debate. He came out pretty well in Orlando, and it showed up. It showed up in the poll. So now what's next for the 65-year-old businessman, mathematician, radio host from Atlanta? Is this the high water mark of his campaign, or, you know, and is this it, the big highlight, and is he off the path? Well, we want to do our own straw poll. So in the next 3 weeks, I urge you to call me at 800-259-5791 or shoot me an email through America Tonight, americatonight.net. Click on the email and tell me if you had to vote, who would you vote for now? If you wanted to say, because again, this is unscientific, we can throw in the other side. If you wanted to say Obama or somebody else, you can do that as well. So far, Herman Cain is leading. Believe it or not, we got another email from Czech. He says Herman Cain, simply he's the best. Nine. He's got 9 votes so far, and we just started. Send us those emails. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
President of the United States, then you'll hear a lot of Hail to the Chief. Herman Cain would like to hear that music, so would Ron Paul. Mitt Romney thinks he has the edge, the former governor of Massachusetts, and the current governor of Texas, Rick Perry, also would like to be the guy that booted Barack Obama out of office. And because so many of you wrote and complained about the whole straw poll thing, what did I think it meant? How do you measure that? All that kind of stuff. Most of it was the fallout from what happened in Orlando. I decided, forget it. Let's just do our own poll. And we're going to still call it a straw poll, loosely. And I already gave you some of the results early going that we have in. And we're going to do this for the next 3 weeks. And I have people that are tabulating the totals for me from Ernst & Young to make sure that it comes out accurately. Seriously. So, as I mentioned, in the lead right now is Ron Paul. I know there's a lot of people in this audience that love Ron Paul. And, you know, they followed him to California. He has, again, very loyal people around him, has some great ideas that are now becoming more mainstream. I just hate that word, but I'll use it, more mainstream, because, you know, now people are talking, other candidates are talking about Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve, all these things that before it was just like, yeah, go away, old man, go away, Ron Paul. And now these ideas are being embraced and people are using them for their own. But that's what you do. You steal good ideas in politics. So, and straw polls aren't scientific. And really, is it a great indicator of whether someone's going to win the party's nomination or not? A lot of people feel like Florida is the case where you could make that case, where it could help spark some kind of momentum. And for Herman Cain, in the polls, he's been in single digits, as opposed to Mitt Romney and Rick Perry, of course, who's leading in all the polls. So he's got to be looking for a lifeline. And I guess this gave him a little bit of a lifeline because it leaked out that actually he was thinking of pulling out of the race. I mean, I'm sure he would deny that, But he nearly quit. And I guess he decided to hang in the end. Feels like he got new life in the poll for what it's worth. And now he's out there just hammering the president on a whole bunch of different things. And the guy has a wild resume. There's no question about it. Everybody keeps talking about the fact that he was the Godfather's guy, that he was, you know, he led that company, that he was the head of Godfather's Pizza, the chain, forever and a day. But he also is somebody who recognizes numbers, and he's not a fuzzy math guy. He actually has a degree in mathematics and a minor in chemistry. Yeah. Check this out. I didn't even know this until I was looking at the backgrounds of some of the other candidates. And he was a ballistics analyst for the Department of the Navy. And what he did there is he had to come up with the calculations that ensured that the rockets on the battleships hit their targets. That's pretty wild, isn't it? So, mathematician, scientist guy, restaurateur, and he did some talk show stuff, too, some radio talk show stuff. And now, the restaurant guy, turning into the politician. Do those kind of people make great leaders? A lot of people say no. Dennis McMahon, our favorite lawyer, who sends emails to this show every single day. I love Dennis's stuff. For the entire time I've been on the air, he's done that out of Vermont. He said, and we talked about this when I went through a couple of things, that, look, just because the guy's a good businessman and has a smart head about him, basically, I'm summarizing, it does not mean that he would make a good president. But, and, you know, what's really starting to catch wind for him is his 999 plan. And that's the plan that would replace the current tax code with a 9% federal tax on income, consumption, and business. And so he keeps, you know, touting that would be the answer instead of some of the other nonsense that's out there being proposed. So we'll see how long he holds on to that. And the idea here is, if you had to vote now, who would you vote for if you're picking a Republican? Not if you're happy with what Obama's done and you think that he should get a chance to do it again and be our third two-term president in a row, then that's fine. Then you're on the Obama team. You're on Team Obama. But if you think somebody else needs to get in there, and our choices are the Republicans, at this point, there's nobody in a third party that is going to press hard enough that's going to make any kind of a noise to have time to try to get elected. Although it is a fantasy of mine that someday we will have a third party, then, you know, you feel free to throw that person in. But I think we're looking at the usual suspects on the Republican side of the aisle. So don't forget to do that. Also, you can weigh in either at americatonight.net, click on the email, that's how you can get to us, or I'll give you the digits, of course, for the show, 800-259-5791. In the meantime, back to the business of a couple of things. One, I feel like I need to throw this in here because all we talk about is the economy, stupid. Sadly, I wish this wasn't the case. I wish unemployment was down to, you know, 6% or some crazy number that seems, now that we can't reach it, it's unattainable. I don't get it. But, okay, the stimulus didn't work. It didn't drive the unemployment numbers down. You have Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, where I had just said Eric Holder to me needed to be booted, especially now with everything that is just being confirmed over what everyone really who calls this show suspected, that other higher-ups knew what was going on with the guns. But now a lot of people are out there trying to tie up the loose ends. So we see documents that talk about the ATF and what was spent on the guns for the cartels and all that stuff. And then remember that Eric Holder bragged about it when he was talking to Mexico a couple of of years ago. So I said he should have gotten the boot a long time ago. And the other person that I put on my list was Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, who I don't care that he was Mr. Goldman guy. I don't care what he did on Wall Street. I think he practices and embraces fuzzy math. After all, he had to pay his taxes before he could officially accept the position. So he talked about what needs to happen, that it's a smart policy, and how we need to get on with the show in Washington, and talked about that, look, it's rough sledding out there. You know, we still have a tough time, and, geez, we understand that. We understand that people are struggling, and obviously the intention is to turn things around. But here's Geithner in his own words. Here's Geithner in his own words talking about that the economy is still, like I said, still pretty. He's choked up on this too. He's got stage fright because he doesn't like this. But he's talking about how it's still very tough for so many of you.
I think for most Americans, they feel like we've been in a recession the entire time. It still feels very, very hard. And this is still a really, really tough economy.
You think it's tough on Tim Geithner? No. He was part of the club the second he left college at 20-something or other. And listen, I'm a capitalist, so I'm not pounding somebody to the ground for grabbing onto opportunities. He just shouldn't be in politics. He shouldn't be connected to this White House and should not be our Secretary of the Treasury, because I don't see what he's done to add to fixing the problems that we face now. He's embracing this jobs plan that the president is pushing that's not going to do anything but provide a couple of shovel jobs, and it's not going to get passed anyway, but it's the same thing. It's the stimulus, really, part two. When honestly, if you sat down objectively, forget who you're affiliated with, and just looked at all the regulations and the problems for small businesses, of which 90% of the country is comprised of, you'd realize, how can you have job creation when you're strangling and cutting people off? And just wait until the rest of the health care kicks in the next couple of years, because employers are going to just drop health care. That's what's going to happen. They can't afford it. Then the companies will shut down in some cases. All right, we feel like we need to lighten the load. And so many of you, besides voting on the straw poll thing in the last couple of days through the weekend, have suddenly decided that you're going to tell me about your love life and that you can't find the right woman. Seriously, I got three letters like that. So we got the love chick coming on next.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. It's so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
America tonight. You know, we're going to step aside from the politics and all the venting about that. And for a second, guys, I'm serious. I'm going to try to give you some help on your love lives. I actually have gotten a ton of emails about this when we've had some other people on where we tripped into this subject of dating websites and how do you find the right partner and all this kind of stuff. And predominantly the emails I got were from men. So this is for all of you listening across America. The Love Coach. What a nickname, huh? Jennifer Stiers joins us now. She's got to put her latte down. She's in our virtual green room. Or maybe she's got some water. I don't know. What are you kicking back there?
It's no more coffee, I can assure you.
Yeah, that's my problem. You start talking to me, and I take off to the races. These guys know that when I've had too much coffee. I need the unleaded version of it.
Listen, well, I can keep up with you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I thought it would be fun to talk about a story that came out about this other website, because, you know, there's so many different dating websites, and it's called findyourfacemate.com, and it's an actual dating website that helps you find your love lookalike. I thought there was a myth to this, and then after I read this, I started to look around, and no kidding, I think a lot of times couples do, like dogs and people, I think couples sometimes look like each other. Is that, am I just crazy thinking that? And is this website capitalizing on that? Or what's the deal?
That's insane. You know what? I'll tell you, I have heard about it myself. I was actually going to check that website out today. But, you know, I think there's so many rhythms to love. I mean, I've not yet heard of, you know, it being a lookalike. But chemistry's huge. I mean, you can't take away the element of pheromones in a relationship. I mean, we definitely are attracted to different people. Unfortunately, I think that instead of listening to that energy of chemistry and of their heart, they're listening to their head. And not to offend any men, I mean, since I know that's your audience or a good majority of it and a lot of them that have the question, but that's the gender that tends to pick by looks and what's on the outside instead of what's on the inside, or they may be very attracted to somebody, but you know they're not as physically attracted as they would like to be. So I do think that you gotta take that into account when you're talking about dating, is that there's a lot more to it than just the outside appearance.
Oh yeah, I so agree with you there, but it's easy to fall into that trap. There's no question about it, because you see someone attractive, you're attracted to them, boom, and then you're off to the races. But you know what's interesting? This would be good to talk about. A lot of times you read this stuff where people will say, well, you know, with the head stuff, the heart versus the head stuff, this on paper, we've got the perfect person for you. They're great. They're, you know, financially sound. They're this, they're that, whatever. And I don't think you can, I mean, me personally, and I know other people say this, oh, you can be friends first for a very, very long time and then, you know, make sure you check them out right and then you just go for the magic. I think you have to have the magic. And you just said that, right? There has to be some spark.
There has to be. I don't know anybody that's ever, like, developed personally, that's ever developed their love out of, you know, a friendship where there was no attraction to begin with. I mean, there's got to be something present there to start off with. And I do think that there's an element there that they should be your best friend and they should become your best friend. But, you know, commonalities, there's so many things. I talk about this stuff all day long with my clients. And, you know, I think that to make things work on a day-to-day basis that, yeah, you can match up all kinds of elements and hobbies and stuff, but you have to get along on a day-to-day basis, the real stuff. I mean, the daily things. You got to like doing the same stuff. You got to have a mental connection with somebody. You've got to be able to communicate with them. I mean, it's the day-to-day things that are the most important. I mean, our life isn't about events, even though it'd be great if we were constantly being able to do events or travel or whatever with our partner, but it's the real stuff and really being able to connect with somebody and enjoy their company and be interested in what they say and respect that person. I mean, those things they're important. They're not that hard to find, but you have to know what you're looking for. And that's what you and I were talking about earlier today as we were discussing, you know, attraction and, you know, how do you find your soulmate? How do you find somebody that's perfect for you? And, you know, love starts with ourselves. And that's why I think that a lot of these dating websites and matchmaking services and all of those, unless they're super personal, why they tend not to work is because the element that has to be put in there that you have to start with is yourself. People have to know who they are. They have to know what makes them tick. They have to know what makes them happy. They have to know what they want in their life. They have to know what they want in a partner. They have to know what they need. And that's always a fun word for people too is, you know, what is it that you need? I mean, do you need touch? Do you need affirmation? Do you need, you know, a companionship? Do you need to spend time with your partner? You know, what are your needs in a relationship? Because I don't know. I love reading myself, and I always recommend the book, The Five Love Languages, to all my clients. The men eat it up. Men love that book because there's so much insight into your partner. I mean, we tend to love and give people what we need to be loved. So if we love, and let's just say you like to give gifts and you like to receive gifts, that's your love language, and that would be how you show love in a relationship. But if your partner is an affirmation person and they need affirmation, they need to be told how much they're adored and how they look and how you feel about them, but yet you're doing it through gifts, it's not going to work. So there's all kinds of tools that are out there, but they're really self-centered. They're really more toward knowing who we are, what we want, what makes us tick. And then we tend to attract, when we know that, we just attract that to us. There's not any real science that needs to go into it.
Wow, I love that. Five love languages. Hear that, Donna Wyoming? Pick that book up. A lot of you probably would like it, just like Jennifer said. Hey, one of the things that also that we were talking about off the air that I found interesting is you said, also listen to this. Is it men say they like or they're attracted to independent mm-hmm. women, but you say that's not necessarily true.
You know, I think initially they are. I think they are. I think there's that element of independence where they're like, wow, she's independent. She can take care of herself. I don't have to take care of her. And because I think that men have, the older they get, the more they've fallen into that trap of somebody, expecting to be taken care of and taking more than they give in a relationship. So I think initially they love the confidence of an independent woman. They love that woman can stand on her own two feet. But when they actually get in a relationship with someone like that, then you have the element of, okay, there's a yin and a yang in a relationship. There's a male and a female. There's the feminine and the masculine. Well, when that crossover kind of, came, I don't know, 20 years ago or 15 years ago when women started getting into the workforce and,
yeah.
and really, having careers, not just jobs. And they may have nowadays, they may have a better job than their mate, their partner.
Yeah, yeah.
And that creates an imbalance. And at the end of the day, women need to be women and men need to be men. And men, their chemistry says that they need to be needed. And if women are too independent, then the woman's not going to need them. I always use the example of, the woman that doesn't need anything done for him. I can fix my own doorknobs. I can, I can carry my own groceries in. I can, whatever it may be. There is an element where a man really wants to be able to do that, those kind of things for a woman, because it feeds their chemistry. It feeds their testosterone. It feeds them as a man. And so men need to be men and women need to be women. And so there needs to be a balance. And like I said, I think when women are too independent and don't allow that for a man to do that, then it takes away something from the relationship.
Wow, interesting. I would have to say I agree with you, and I know that's going to shock a lot of people, but yeah, I think so. You have to figure out what that is, whatever it is, what the need thing is, too, that you have to connect to that. So how'd you become the love doctor? How do you get a gig like that?
That's my nickname. On my journey to understand relationships, to understand love completely, I started on this journey and I just process things from that place. And that's what I try to teach to people. If I could teach people about relationships, the best thing I could tell them is get to know yourself. Because when I got to know who I was and I started realizing what I want and what I need, I started realizing that I was searching. That's why I wasn't getting in the relationship that I wanted to be in that was satisfying long term for me, because I was searching for happiness and satisfaction outside of myself when it's not. It's inside of me. So when I find true happiness and I find love and I find myself and I know myself and I'm confident with myself, then love comes to me. The right person comes to me, which it did happen. And it does happen. And it happens all the time. And so that's how I got the nickname, is just by talking, trying to teach people about love and themselves. And it's just been a process and a nickname that's just kind of evolved.
Okay. One last one, 30 seconds. You got to answer this. Is love in trouble or can we save love?
Oh, absolutely. We can save love. All we have to do is be conscious of it. Remember to be love. And if we can wake up and move into the world each and every day and just remember to give what we want to receive, it will attract love to us.
Excellent. What a perfect note to end on. The Love Coach. You can check out her website, Jennifer Stiers, STYERS.com. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the Fall Super Sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Get past the beat, forget past the hit, man. Yeah. Get on time, get on time, get on. Oh, get on the good book. Get on the good book. Get on the good book. The good book. Burn down the good, that don't think out. Ow. But so the beat, my nose, but just about.
Alright, time for a little odds and ends. Here to close things out on this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How about this? We've talked a bunch now about the steps that will come into play with health care. The president's health care plan, of course, that passed, as you know, and the battle that waged a year and a half, 2 years ago. But now what does it mean? Well, what does it mean is you have a president who, I think the Democrats are worried that he might not get reelected, some of them, although they don't show those cards when they're out in public. So the administration is pushing the Supreme Court to try to decide the health care law that requires all of us, all Americans, in other words, as we already know how this goes, to buy insurance or get penalized by the IRS. You know that they're hiring agents and they're definitely in the process of doing that, to specifically go after people who don't have insurance in place once this becomes a law, once that part of it kicks in. Because, see, here's what happened. There's an appeals court. There's a Justice Department decision that was not to review an appeals court ruling that said it was unconstitutional, right? Remember that. So now they're saying that's going to speed things up because the Justice Department decided, okay, this is how we can move this up the flagpole faster. So they didn't go look at that ruling. They just let it stand, and that will get it up to the Supreme Court, the High Court, faster. The decision, if all things go according to a plan for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, should come in somewhere in June. Well, do the math. That's in the middle of the presidential campaign. So the Supreme Court, we knew this, was going to have the final word on the individual mandate, which I just told you, that we all have to have health insurance or we have to get penalized by the IRS if we decide we're not going to do that and just ignore it. So now this is in the hands of the Supreme Court. Still, there's a conservative majority. So you think it's going to come down 5-4? Don't know. I'm saying it probably will come down 5-4. But this is the one thing that everybody was irate over, the individual mandate. And we're not going to jump all into, I mean, we know, we've talked about it till we're blue in the face. Insurance reform is what's needed. You have to go after the insurance companies. You have to figure that part of it out. You have to erase the state lines and increase the competition. And I think people would get better, more affordable health care. But that's not the direction that all of this is going in. So we'll see what the Supreme Court ultimately says. All right. Also part of odds and ends is something that is bugging me. Why are people not talking about Muammar Gaddafi? Because we don't care. It's kind of like Where's Waldo? At first when the Where's Waldo thing came out, oh, it's clever. Look in the painting. Look in the book and try to figure out. Look in the back of a magazine. Where's Waldo? And you're looking at all these crazy colored dots and trying to figure out where Waldo is. Or you have a niece or a nephew or a kid and you're doing that Waldo thing with him, right? Now, this Gaddafi thing, it's just like, who cares, I guess. February, the whole thing explodes in Libya, right? And it's still going on. So still, the so-called revolutionaries, who are a wild tag of who knows what people, army mixed in between, meaning the Muslim Brotherhood, which some of them are loosely connected to Al-Qaeda, and then there's some others that are say that they're just there to fight for Libya's freedoms, but whatever. It's just a mixture of people with guns fighting on the revolutionary side. But still, no Gaddafi. And still, some places are in control of Gaddafi's forces. Even over the weekend, the revolutionaries were trying to get control of a couple of key strongholds, one of them Gaddafi's hometown, and they weren't able to do it. So they had to pull back. They had to wave the white flag, so to speak, and they had to retreat. So they attacked Friday and Saturday and over the weekend, but then they slurked away because they couldn't break through. So in the middle of all of this, though, these troops are still loyal to him. Where is Gaddafi? Where is he? You're kidding. They can't take him out. They can't find him. Stuck in the catacomb somewhere. Did he have a James Bond-like escape route? I don't know. His son's escaped. His daughter escaped. He's nowhere to be found. I mean, he doesn't have his Tripoli home anymore, or compound, and he's not as powerful as he was. He's certainly a fugitive now, because will he be tried criminally? Well, I think he's so elusive he might never get caught the way it's looking. And these two towns, the hardcore supporters of Gaddafi, yeah, there was no deal. Does he have any friends left? Apparently in that town he has friends left, and he has people that are fighting for him. So where could Gaddafi possibly be? Where could he possibly be? I don't know. Can you answer that question? If you can, there's a bounty on his head, so I guess you would get some money for that one. Let's veer off in a different direction. As I said, this is odds and ends, so I want to give you your money's worth. And this is something else that caught my eye. And why? Because we always do a segment, maybe once or twice a week, called For Your Health, right? So now the University of New Hampshire, they decided that they were going to stop selling energy drinks on campus because they didn't think it was good. They were worried about health and safety and all that stuff, meaning the Red Bulls, the Moxie Energy, all the stuff that you can get from vending machines that are all over the place, apparently, in New Hampshire, in the convenience stores, of course, but on campus and whatnot. So now they've backed up on that. They backtracked on what originally that they what they were going to do, and that was to ban the sales, right? So now they're saying, oh, well, wait a second, we need more time to study it. Do you think somebody from some of the companies called the president of the university, a guy named Mark Huddleston, and said, you know, wait a second here, buddy. I have reports that say it's just perfectly fine. Haven't you ever taken five-hour energy? So, and there are conflicting reports about caffeine. Thank you, as I am a coffee drinker. Ever get those coffee jitters? Caffeine and sugar content in some of the drinks, there's conflicting stuff about what it does to you. So what the official statement was, doesn't this sound like a university president too? He says, this is a, I want to read it exactly. He says, I want to be sure we respect our students' ability to make informed choices about what they consume. Before it was, oh, this is just terrible for their health and for their safety, so we got to get rid of this. We got to make this a healthy campus. We're going to make this the healthiest campus in the country by 2020. And one of the steps we're taking is to evaporate, get rid of, slash all these energy drinks. And then they released all this information about how much caffeine was in it and all this other sort of stuff. And, you know, and I think what the real worry is they did surveys on campus. You know what they found is that the New Hampshire college students mixed alcohol and energy drinks. What kind of cocktail is that? You could be really revved up. And, you know, it was like 25% of the people who took the survey said that's exactly what they did. They said it's very, very popular that they mixed the two of them. Okay. Look, they're adults. They're adults. So if they want to take energy drinks, whatever it is, they have to let, I think they just let them do it. Isn't it within their rights? Plus, they're just going to go to one of those stores. That's what they'll do. They'll just go to the store and get it from 7-Eleven or wherever. And who cares if they're not in the vending machine? Come on, have you ever been on a college campus? How many runs do you make for, I don't know, Doritos when you're playing a Wicked Wild card game and everything else in between that you're sitting at the table for however long you're there, including probably these energy drinks, right? All right, here's our daily salute. You're going to be shocked by this. Charlie Sheen is going to get $25 million. Yes. In his settlement with Warner Brothers TV and Chuck Lorre. I guess they announced that because Sheen had a lawsuit, he was looking for $100 million from being fired from Two and a Half Men back in March. So apparently they settled for $25 million, saying it would cover back-end payments for his appearances on the show. I'd have to say, duh, winning in favor of Charlie Sheen.
You just don't get it, Leah. You don't.
Duh, winning.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.